This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We have an amazing topic today. We're going to start by speaking about the red heifer, the Parah Aduma. And there is something which is not so well known that is learnt out of the Parah Aduma. There's a big discussion in the Gemara in Chulin regarding what is the source in the Torah that you follow Roiv. We know there's a concept that even if we're not 100% sure, if we have a majority of possibilities that something is okay, then we follow the Roiv. What's the source of that? Where do we get that from? So the Gemara says various possibilities that that various sources that we follow the Roiv. Maybe it comes from if somebody hits their father or mother. Well, how do you know they're your father? How do you know the person's your father? You have to follow Roiv that the person's your father. And the Gemara brings different sources. Tosfos in Masechta Chulin on Daf Yud Aleph brings the opinion of Rabbeinu Chaim. Let me bring it to your attention. Tosfos in Chulin, Odibrei Hamaschel Minolei, has a very interesting observation. That's the sugya in Chulin. How do we know that we follow Roiv? Tosfos asks, what do you mean, how do we know you follow Roiv? Do we follow Chazaka? You follow Chazaka. And Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. Roiv is greater than Chazaka. So if you follow Chazaka, you should certainly follow Roiv. Okay, that's... Tosfos says the question is, according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who doesn't hold that we learn out Chazaka from a Pasuk, so if you don't have a source for Chazaka, then you wouldn't have a source for Roiv either. However, comes Rabbeinu Chaim, okay? Tosfos is quoting Rabbeinu Chaim. And Rabbeinu Chaim says that Ruba, how do I know Roiv is greater than Chazaka? What's the source Ruba b'Chazaka, Ruba Adif? Says Tosfos, it's not a Svara. We learn it out from Parah Aduma. We learn from Parah Aduma, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif. The Azlina Basaruba. Question. How do you know the Parah Aduma was effective? Maybe it's a trefa. So you have this big, you have this red cow. I was past January in Shiloh, so they have four red cows that they brought in from Texas. And they're grooming them. There was another Parah Aduma that was born recently, actually. It was in the news, maybe a couple weeks ago. Anyway, let's say you do the ritual Parah Aduma. How do you know it's effective? Why is it good? Maybe the animal's a trefa. There's no way to know beforehand. There's no way to know 100% the animal's not doesn't have a mortal wound. Elamai, you follow Roiv. Okay, but wait a second. The person you're sprinkling on is Tameh. So he's Bechezkas Tuma. So I understand you're going to kasha the Parah Aduma because Roiv possibilities are the Parah Aduma is kosher. But it has to extract the guy from his Cheskas Tuma. So how can a Roiv take out of Chazaka? This is the source, Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. Says Tosfos, Yalfina mi Parah Aduma, da azlina basaruba. Af agav de'ika chazaka keneged haroiv. De'uki gavra shemazin olav b'cheskas tamei. Because we should establish the person who's b'cheskas tamei in his chazaka. Still, the roiv that the Parah Aduma is kosher uproots the chazaka. This is the proof, ruba b'chazaka, ruba adif. Got it? So if you're walking home today, someone stops you on the street, what's the source? Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif. It's not a Svara. It's learned out from Parah Aduma. Who says that? Tosfos. Who does Tosfos quote? Rabbeinu Chaim. Okay? You ready? As you know, that there's a rule in life. Any day you learn a Rabbi Kiva Eger is a good day. And if you want to join us, we're going this July 5th week, to visit Rabbi Kiva Eger in Pozna. Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Tshuvas in Siman Kuf Chaf Tes has the following question on Tosfos. Ask Rabbi Kiva, and he leaves it as a Tzarach Ion of Rabbi Kiva Eger. You're going to learn from here Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif? How do you learn from Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif? Question. When did the question regarding the status of this cow come up? When did you have a shaila about this cow? The moment the cow was born. You wanted to know, can I eat the cow? Is the cow kosher to eat? There are other questions you could have had regarding the cow. Could I bring it as a carbon? Is it a good paraduma? The moment the cow was born and said moo, many shilas arose. Can I eat it? Can I bring it as a carbon? Is it a kosher paraduma? So at that moment, the roiv comes in, kicks in, and says, roiv, animals are not treifa. Oh, so roiv paskin's not a treifa. 3 years later, some guy happens to go to a levaya, and now he's becheskas toma. So he says, I need to be makriv karban pesach. Sprinkle me with the paraduma. We sprinkle him with the paraduma. So he said, what are you? How do we know it works? He has a cheskas toma. No, ruba beats the chazaka. That's not a raya, ruba beats chazaka. The roiv wasn't noila today. The roiv didn't come today. The roiv already came when the animal was born. And at that point in time, it was already paskined. It was already decisively decided the animal's kosher. Now, 3 years later, you have a question about a guy who has a chazaka. That doesn't show roiv beats chazaka. You can only prove roiv beats chazaka if the question regarding the roiv was born and came up at the precise time you had a question regarding the chazaka. But the question regarding the roiv already was dealt with earlier and it was decided, so it doesn't show roiv is stronger than chazaka. It's already paskined in that case that the paraduma was kosher. So once it's paskined kosher, of course it could be moitzi from the chazaka. But in a situation where you don't know what to do right now and you have a roiv versus the chazaka, you don't have any indication, those precedents, ruva chazaka, ruva adif.
The shaila should be every single day, because every single day the para could become a trefa. Because yesterday it's not a trefa, today it could become a trefa. So every day you have to use the raiv to say, okay, raiv paras aren't trefas.
Yeah? Maybe for that, chazaka says it didn't. Is it every moment we have to dan, or does Chazaka say we have no reason to assume that the cow is different than on the day that the roiv paskin the year ago?
Well, the chayra can be, right? Because an animal could become a treifa at any point in time.
Mm-hmm. Let me read to you his question. Kashali mi divrei toisus en chulin, divrei amaschal mi na'ani mili, ulamai de mefarish rabbeinu chayim, ulafi hanal, Lekaraya mi paraduma. The hasam kvar hayinu donin ala para atzma sheina treifa mikay charoiv. Umemela after achshav mistoif mine letahera tame. Even though now the repercussion is we're going to be metar some of his tame. Ula haitzia mecheskas tuma. We're going to extract him from his chazaka. Mikamakam azlinan basaroiv. Kamoida azlinan basaroiv. Neged cheskas mamoin. Avo ba'alma hecha daroiv osi mitchila la haitzia mechazaka. You can't prove from here that just because we follow roiv, that if the roiv originally is coming to be moitzer mechazaka, loy shamanu. Diyesham druba loy mafka mechazaka. Okay, that's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. Now, I just want to bring to your attention Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Okay? Parak Yotes, Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk says, Unasatem oisa el Elazar haKohen. You give the paraduma to Elazar. V'hoitzi oisa mi'chutz la'machane. V'shachar oisa lefanav. Elazar shachs the paraduma. So says Onklus. V'sitnon yasa l'Elazar kana. You give it to Elazar. V'yapik yasa l'mibara l'mashri. So he takes it out of the machane. V'yikois yasei kadamai. And he shachs it. That's all Onklus says. Comes Targum Shenikra Targum Yonasan. You ready? V'sitnun yasa le'elazar sigan kohanaya. You give it to Elazar kain. V'hanpek yasa l'chuda l'mibara l'mashri. He takes it out of the camp. V'sader chazar chazar la sidure kisin deseinaya. He does a different ritual. V'chohana oicharan yikos yasa. Another kain shechzit, kadamai. Betrain simana. The kain shechz the two simanim. Kimishar bi'iran, like other animals. V'yivdekina Bismanse treifan, and you check it for 18 treifas. You check it for 18 treifas. You check it. Tagim Yonis of Enaziel says you have to check the para aduma for 18 treifas. You have to check it. You never have to check an animal for treifas. Shchita is the source of roiv. One of the rayas in the Gemara in Chulin that you follow roiv is you could eat an animal and you don't have to worry, maybe it's a treifa. So why is the Targum Yonis of Enaziel saying you need to check it for 18 treifas? The source of roiv in Shas is Shchita. And Targum Yonis of Enaziel says you have to check it for 18 treifas. So one thing's for sure. This is for sure against Rabbeinu Chaim. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chaim. How do I know Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif? Because you could shech the para aduma, sprinkle it on the guy, but maybe the animal's a trefa. No, the roiv works, and it even counteracts chazaka. What do you mean, roiv? You're not using the roiv. You're checking it to make sure it's not a trefa. So Targum Yonis machloikes, Tosfos quoting Rabbeinu Chaim, and Targum Yonis amenuzia. But still, what does Targum Yonis of Enaziel hold? Why would you have to check it? Why don't you follow Roiv? So there's a tshuva in the Beis Yitzchak who quotes a Gadol Echad. There's a Braisa in Meleches HaMishkan. You know that Rav Chaim Knievsky wrote a Sefer on Braisa, the Meleches HaMishkan. Tosfos quotes this Braisa in Shabbos Chaf Beis that the 40 years in the Midbar, the Amud Anan was so bright. It had X-ray vision. It allowed you to see the contents of a barrel. You could look at a barrel, and you could see the contents through the Amud Anan. No, let's say a kid was playing with a penny. You know, you ever hear something? They swallow the penny. So you have to take them for an X-ray. You see on the X-ray, you know where exactly the coin is. No, you wouldn't need the X-ray. You take that Anane covered. You could see through everything. It's a little bit scary, you know? X-ray vision. So says the Beis Yitzchak that when do we follow the Roiv? That's only if it's Efsher Levarer. But if it's Efsher Levarer, then you can't just follow the Roiv, you have to be Mevarer. So in the Midbar, because of the Anane HaKavod, they were able to check the Paraduma through the X-ray vision of the Anane HaKavod. By the way, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz uses this to answer another interesting question. By the way, in this week's parasha, when Aaron HaKohen passed away, so Anane HaKavod left. So another feature of the Anane HaKavod was the fact that it blocked out the moon. Rabbeinu Bechaye brings the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel that in the Midbar they were Mekadesh the Chodesh based on Cheshbon, not based on Re'iyah. Why based on Chesh? Meaning they had the Ezra Torah calendar. They had calendars. They didn't have Re'iyah because they couldn't see the moon because of the Anane HaKavod. That's Rabbeinu Chananel. So the Shaila is, we know that, what's Tu B'Av? Tu B'Av is after the 40 years, the Yidin, every year on Tisha B'Av, they dug a grave. And in the next morning, a Bas Kol cried out, Hibadlu Hachayim and Amesim, and they crawled out of their grave. Until the 40th year, so they dug their grave, and they woke up in the morning, and they're still alive. They think, you know, is it real? Am I still? So they kept on going to sleep in their grave until the 15th of the month. They saw it was a full moon. They realized the Gzera was over. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz asks, what do you mean the 15th of the month? The full moon, there's no full moon. They can't see the moon. Anani HaKavoy. So says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, because in this week's parasha, Aaron HaKohen died on Rosh Chodesh Av. So he died in the beginning of the month. When he died, the Anane HaKavod left. The Anane HaKavod was the only month they were able to Mekadesh Apiri'iyah and they were able to see the moon. Okay, that's the first offering today. The Machloikas, Rabbeinu Chaim, and Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel is the Paraduma, a Makar, that you follow Roiv and that Roiv beats Chazaka. Tosfos in Chulin says, the Makar Roiv beats Chazaka is the efficacy of Paraduma. Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel says, no, we're not using a roiv by paraduma, we're being boydekit. And the shaila is, how were they boydekit? Why were they boydekit? So one suggestion is because it was Efsher Levara. Okay, that's offering number one.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.